779 from 509.
I got a mouthful of almonds, but yeah, how you doing, Jim?
Well, I didn't want to catch you with your mouth full.
I'm just eating some almonds for breakfast. I'm going to go out and do a job today.
No, cool.
How you been doing?
Oh, not bad. Been out moving around. I got your text the other day. I'm glad you got to go. In fact, I was thinking about going. I just didn't know what day it was. But I'm glad you got to go and go see what was going on.
Yeah, I was surprised a lot of them have those TID radios that you can dual mode those things so you can mode switch it over to ham or GMRS and stuff like that. So apparently it's a popular little radio with them.
Yeah, well, that was kind of radio I thought she had. I just didn't know if she had, it didn't matter if she had the H3 or the H8. They're both basically the same.
There's a few people there that have the H3 or the H8, so she had a Brie antenna on it, so, and a hand mic, so pretty serious looking radio.
Yeah, well, if I could ever get my H8s to update, you know, which I don't understand. I mean, I got the H3s to all be able to do it, but I can't get the H8s to do it. So that's what's frustrating to me.
And doesn't the H8 supposedly put out 10 watts?
Well, they will on the VHF side, but on the UHF side, they should be able to put out the 5.5 watts, and I can't even get them to go above 3, or 3.3 or 3.4, I think, if I remember right. I have it wrote down someplace.
Yeah, that's interesting, because I know it's going to be sucking the batteries if it's going to be doing that, but if it's not putting out what it says, that skin's kind of weird. Yeah, the 935, my old one, it'll put out 4.76 on every single channel except the low power ones, but I was surprised that it was consistent across most all of the 5 watt channels.
602.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey guys, be careful. Don't get sucked into the 8 and 10 watt handheld thing unless you're using an external antenna. If you're using it as a handheld, 3 and 4 watts is more than enough. You're not probably going to see much advantage with anything more, and you're just going to see your battery deplete faster. Just food for thought, the high-end law enforcement Motorola's break. There's a radio out there like the APX 8000s. They're anywhere from $4,000 to $8,000 per radio, and they only put out about 4 watts in the UHF band. So, again, unless you're using an external antenna on the thing, don't worry about putting out any more than 3 or 4 watts. You're fine.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, definitely, for sure. Just a gas guzzling radio at that point.
Yeah, your limitation on that is going to be your antenna. So anyway, just throwing that out there. You're not going to see a difference if you're using the same handheld antenna between a 4-watt radio and a 10-watt Bofang or whatever. You know, they're claiming it puts out 10 watts. It's kind of a gimmick, kind of a marketing thing. All right, guys, I'll let you get back to it. WRCD 602.
Yeah, 509, I've always figured, you know, one's been pretty good. Even that old BTEC radio, which supposedly was 2 watts, puts out about 4.75, which was unusual at the time. It was limited to 2 watts for some reason, but that was an FCC thing. But the V2 BTEC or the Baofeng name only kind of thing, yeah, they were putting out supposedly 5.
Yeah, well, you know, but the first ones that I got on the H8s, when I got them, you know, just for the GMRS, they put out the 5, a little over 5 watts. And, you know, it's not so much, you know, I mean, I understand, you know, about the, you know, about the 3.5 watts, you know, you're not going to see much difference in the stuff on the battery. It's just, you know, if you buy them for a certain reason, you know, you should be able to get, you know, the power outage that you are expecting. That's all, you know.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense, because let's see, this mobile that I'm using, it's a radiodity, supposedly a 20 water, but it's putting out like 16 when I put it on the meter. The ghost antenna on the front, the SWR, like 1.2 to 1, which wasn't bad for where I have it. But yeah, when I hooked it up to the meter, it was like 16 watts, which that's pretty sufficient, actually, because my old radio was supposedly rated at 15, but I'm not sure if it was coming close to the advertised wattage.
Yeah, well, I mean, when we were doing our Simplex deal and everything, didn't seem like, you know, I mean, it would still work good, you know, for what we were doing. So, yeah, I mean, I understand that. And then I, you know, I told you about, you know, I got the 935 G, and I've been packing it around for the last few days, seeing how it's working out. I haven't even tested the power output on it yet.
Yeah, I'd be curious, because my 935 is 3 years old, and it's the original, so the programming is a pain in the butt to do on the radio, because you have to go to a lot of different things to put in the frequency. You have to switch to frequency mode. You have to put the channel in, put the channel name. It's not all easy like it is on the Plus. The Plus and the Q10 has the channel wizard on it, but yeah, that's the thing with it. And doing if you wanted to name a channel with letters, that's also a nightmare, because you have to scroll forward, you mess up, it messes the letter up, and it's like texting from the 90s.
Yeah, I took it in, just took mine up to the computer and programmed it. But yours had all that other stuff that was already pre-programmed into it. Mine didn't have that. Mine was just had the GMRS radio frequencies into it.
Yeah, actually, those are channels that I put in the radio that we read on there.
Mean all those other channels that were in there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought they came that way, because I've seen some of the other stuff on YouTube where they already had all that stuff programmed into them when they got them. That's why I thought that yours was the same way.
And I have a little solution for that bleed over problem with the repeater. I put the channel through a narrow band and set the 12 to 7. I don't even have that issue anymore. So it's actually filtering it out. I don't know if I was to talk at the same time as the repeater on that, but as far as the interference I was getting, was just like a little blip. It wasn't like a continuous noise, but I was able to narrow band it and squelch it out. That's what Dell suggested, just to I was talking and talked to Gina. She was barely hearing me, and I switched to wideband, and she could hear me, but I had to stand by my window, and we're so far away when we talk, it's kind of surprising we can talk simplex at all.
Yeah, but if I I did the same thing, switched to narrowband on channel 3, but it sounded like to me that when Gina was talking, when she finally talked to you, that she walked outside and was talking to you that way.
Yeah, that can certainly make the difference. I just know that having it on there, it's, it just doesn't blip on there because it's not continuous noise or interference. So I can actually filter it out. Having the squelch on 7 is not bad. I still pick up the signal just fine because I'm in the habit of like having my squelch at the absolute minimum, you know, to where it almost breaks open. But at least on Heterodyne radios, the squelch seems to do better. So I know it would probably work on the bass ones too.
Yeah, I got mine set, you know, pretty low too. And then switching it to the narrow band, yeah, I had a lot less bleed over too.
There's a couple of places that they use FRS radios in channel 3, so hopefully they have a tone. I don't think they're having any issues, but I don't know. They probably have a tone going, so they're not hearing us rambling on about this, that, and the other, so I kind of wondered about that.
Yeah, I kind of noticed that, too, when we were talking Sunday about that.
In the past, I've been nosy because places that use the radios, I've had my unit in scanner, and it's set to tone scan everything, and I can instantly see their tone. So a lot of people use tones on there, you know, because it's advertised as privacy tone. You're talking private, you know, that you're not, but, you know, that's another marketing tactic. So people use them, that's for sure.
Yeah, and they're a marketing tactic, but, you know, I mean, unless you're really into radios like we are, they wouldn't understand that.
Yeah, that's probably the point of, you know, especially the Midland, they really hammer it about, you know, privacy tones, privacy channels, 50-channel GMRS radio, you know, that kind of thing.
Right, because I know my neighbor next door, he had those ones that you get out of Walmart, and he's going, well, I can get 15 miles out of them. I said, no, you can't. I go, I got 5 watts, I mean, compared to your maybe 2 watt, and unless I can line of sight it without houses and stuff, I could probably get that far, but you're not going to do that with your little handheld radio.
Yeah. Shouldn't knock Midland too much. I'm talking on a ghost antenna that was a Midland antenna I had for a while, so it's working.
Well, you know, he's got one of, like I said, one of the Westcoms. I mean, Midland still makes a fairly decent antenna, because I got one of the ghost antennas from Midland, too. I just haven't had time.
Funny thing is, people think it's a security camera because, you know, you've seen where I have it mounted on my car. Is that a security camera? I know it's a weird radio antenna.
Yeah, that's funny. You don't want to tell them that too much that it's a camera, because then they start trying to rip it off, but people do strange things all the time anyway.
Yeah, no one's messed with it yet, but that's always the back of my mind. You have an antenna and some doofus is going to come by with a bat or, you know, rip it off. But at least, you know, I mean, you know, hopefully not going to get in the car and steal the radio.
Right. Or thinking that it's a camera in there and try to break in there and grab the screen for the camera.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, WRGY779. Yeah, I had a time where I accidentally blew out two tires last year, and then I had to leave it in the parking lot of Grocery Outlet. So I, since my radio is kind of hidden, I hid the microphone, and I took the antenna off because, you know, you look in the vehicle and you don't see the radio because I showed you where it was at, but I was thinking, nah, I don't want this out here and, you know, people having their shenanigans.
WRZN 509. Yeah, no, I understand. I think when I finally get mine in my van, it'll be set up high, and then all I get to do is, because they got a center console up in the ceiling, and it'll sit up in there, and the only thing I got to do is just hide the cord up in there. And then the antenna I'm going to put on the back. I just ain't figured out if I'm going to put on the ghost antenna or the other antenna that I have.
If I consider getting my ham license and in the future getting a radio, I'm going to do a roof mount and just drill. So I figure, why not? If I was going to do it to this car, just leave my antenna where it's at and put a new mount on there. But something I was thinking about doing.
Yeah, I see that they got a special drill that you can get to take it and do the whole mount in your ceiling or, you know, wherever. But, I've thought about that, but I got a fiberglass top on mine because it's got to sit up that way I can fit in it.
Yeah, if I was going to route the cable, it couldn't be through the center between the passenger and the front door because I have the SRS airbags up there. So I'd have to probably route it more towards the front and down because I have the plastic molding here, so that might work. I could probably keep it pretty hidden that way. I know some people, they take the center light out and kind of access it from there, but just thoughts I'm playing around with. That's probably the best way to do it.
Right. And then, I lost my thought for a second.